When the police sirens are heard from a distance, criminals run as fast as they can to avoid arrest. However, many innocent Zimbabweans say the temptation to run or hide always struck their mind whenever they see a police van or hear sirens. Police harassment has been a source of fear for most of them for a long time now. 27-year-old Sibusiswe Ndlovu came to South Africa in 2008. She says one day on her way to work in Randburg, police pushed her violently into their van after she failed to produce a valid document. Instead of being taken to a police station, she and five others were driven around for 5 hours until relatives came to bail them out, with bribes ranging between 300 to 500 rands. Ndlovu says she now carries her asylum permit everywhere she goes, but whenever she comes across a police search, she is told her document is fake or that the photo on it is not hers or it's not clear. She is often given two options: to pay for her freedom or be detained in police cells until an immigration official verifies her document. To avoid being a money machine for some corrupt police officials, Ndlovu now takes cover whenever she sees a police van or hears its siren.
This thing of foreigners being victimized, it really pains me, because it's like the people who are meant to protect us. When you see them, you start to shiver, you change your direction because you have seen them. They are coming this way, I have to change my direction. It's like now they are monsters to some of the people on the street.
Diana Zimbudzana, a researcher at the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, says Ndlovu's story is very common amongst most Zimbabweans. Her organization often receives reports from relatives trying to free incarcerated family members or friends. When their relatives bring their documents, police either deny having those people in their custody, or they are told those detained will be released only after a verification of their documents by a Home Affairs official. She says they've also established that some officers often arrest asylum seekers and send them straight to the border or to Lindela Repatriation Center without listening to their explanations for not having valid documents. This, Zimbuzana says, is against the law.
They've never been really treated equally. The government gives an assurance that it will look at it and act. But that's as far as it goes. They look at the cases for years and we don't know when they'll act.
Givemo Nidza works for the Peace Monitor, an organization that documents and exposes ill-treatment of foreigners, especially by government officials or those in authority. He says areas known to be largely populated by Zimbabweans in the Limpopo province near Bedbridge are usually raided in the middle of the night by a group of youth calling itself Youth Against Crime. He is worried about the abuse of asylum seekers at refugee reception centers.
The government can also appoint a minister who will be dealing with the refugee and the asylum seekers issues, rather than appointing a Home Affairs minister only, because their rights are violated by South African government itself.
Although the South African police was given an opportunity to respond to these and many other allegations of abusing foreigners, a police communications official, Lindela Mashiko, says they are still considering the questions emailed to them. David Lewis, the executive director for Corruption Watch, says his organization is aware of a number of reports involving police or immigration officials trying to extort money from foreign nationals.
It's a set of crimes that preys on the weakest and most vulnerable members of society, and that's why foreigners would be a natural target for corruption, and they are.
He urges those who are forced to pay bribes to demand the identities of those officers and report them to law enforcement agents or other anti-corruption organizations like Corruption Watch. Reporting for Studio 7 from Johannesburg, this is Benedict Ntlapo.